VA's Clinical Nurse Leader program is open to those already in the field, wanting to get a master's degree, and to those who chose a different path in life.
We take people with degrees in biology, psychology, accounting, art history, law, any previous degree, and we turn them into nurses.
Nursing professor Emily Drake says people from other disciplines have proven especially good candidates.
We love them because they bring new ideas and new perspectives, and they bring the gifts that they learned in their other profession. So that accounting major might be a great nurse unit manager and knows how to balance a multi-million dollar budget. Or that art history major might be great at doing healthcare graphics and patient education.
Wayne Yee, for example, studied computer science and worked in IT for a decade, but during that time, his mother was diagnosed with cancer.
We had a home health nurse come in to take care of my mother, and so she taught me a few things, and it felt good. It felt right to kind of take care of your own mother, you know, the person that's been taking care of me.
Alice Thompson also enjoyed patient care when she volunteered as a paramedic, but she studied English and political science before getting a master's in public policy. She thinks all three fields will prove useful when she begins work as a nurse.
I think that you need to be able to communicate with people, so I'm glad I have my English degree. I think you need to have your ear to the ground of what's going on in politics, so I'm glad I got my politics in undergrad. And policy is everywhere. Policy, you can't move in a hospital without thinking about policy and how it affects public health.
Because students may be older with families and debt, the nursing school offers a good deal of financial aid. And Professor Drake says the training lasts just 2 years.
It's 2 years, 6 semesters, and we use every day of the week, including some nights and weekends, but we get it done.
2 days are devoted to classes, but students spend at least 3 more days each week working in the hospital, according to nursing professor Sarah Craig.
Our students are one-to-one with a practicing nurse for 12-hour shifts.
This is, of course, an unusual time to begin a career in medicine, fighting a pandemic, but Craig says the students are willing.
We were concerned that maybe some students would decide not to start the program, but I think every single student that was offered admission and accepted stayed.
And student Hannah Shaughnessy Mogul found the work calmed her.
I had a hard time imagining what it would feel like to try to learn while managing COVID anxiety and PPE and all of these new things. But what I found was that once I was in the clinical environment, I was able to just focus on my patients and hone in on what they needed, and I found that to be extremely grounding.
The nursing school says this program has enabled it to attract more men, Hispanics and Native Americans, people Professor Drake says are urgently needed.
We know our nursing profession needs to reflect the diversity of our patient population.
And U.S. News and World Report concluded that UVA offered the top master's degree in nursing through the Clinical Nurse Leader program. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.